Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Build a Referral System That Feels Natural, Not Desperate. Now let's get started with today's show. Most businesses kill their referral potential by making one fatal mistake. They ask for referrals like they're begging for charity instead of offering genuine value. It's like asking someone to recommend a restaurant you've never been to. The request feels hollow because there's nothing substantial behind it. So how do you build a referral system that doesn't feel forced or desperate? You start by understanding a fundamental truth about human nature. People don't refer businesses. They refer experiences that made them feel something. When someone recommends you, they're not really talking about your product or service. They're sharing how you made them feel valued, understood, or transformed. The foundation isn't asking better. It's creating experiences so remarkable that clients naturally want to share them. Think about the last time you recommended something without being asked. It wasn't because someone had a great sales pitch. It was because they delivered something that exceeded your expectations so dramatically you felt compelled to tell others. Timing is everything. The moment to plant referral seeds isn't during your sales process or when business is slow. It's at peak satisfaction moments, right after you've delivered results or solved a problem they didn't even know they had. This is when their guard is down and their gratitude is highest. Here's the mindset shift that changes everything. Frame referrals as helping others, not helping yourself. Instead of saying, "Can you refer me to someone?" try, "Do you know anyone else who might benefit from what we just accomplished together?" Make it effortless. Most referral requests die because they require too much mental energy. Provide specific language, clear next steps, and remove every possible friction point. I know a local dentist who doubled his referrals with one simple change. After every appointment, he'd send personalized thank you notes with two business cards attached, saying, "Keep one, share one with someone who deserves great dental care." No pressure, no awkward conversations, just a gentle invitation to help others. His referrals increased by 40% within 6 months. This week, identify your client's highest satisfaction moments and create one simple referral touchpoint that focuses on helping others, not helping you. Remember, the best referral systems don't feel like systems at all. They feel like natural extensions of exceptional service. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.